entrepreneurship ideas and opportunities for women will form part of the discourse at this year's staging of the International Women's Day Symposium on March 8 at the National Indoor Sports Center. The symposium is among the government's efforts to empower Jamaican women, especially those in vulnerable groups. Last year, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the Ministries of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport and Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries to support sustainable and innovative activities being undertaken by women.
While there are no visible barriers to women's access to the financial sector, too many women, particularly rural women, are unable to access specific types of financing that are required to be successful entrepreneurs. The challenge, therefore, is to ensure that financial entities provide services which women access freely, ensuring that there is a level playing field.
The symposium, being held on International Women's Day, IWD, will feature a post-lunch forum to provide an update on the initiative since the agreement signing last November.
We're looking at exploring opportunities for women in business and making sure that particularly rural women who are extremely vulnerable to risk reduction methodologies as well as disaster risk mitigation practices that we have, we want to make sure that we strengthen them and make them more resilient against disasters and so on. There is a policy, a climate change policy, which we have been working through the ministry with, and so we want to make the linkages through this presentation.
Acting Senior Director of Gender Affairs in the Bureau of Gender Affairs, Sharon Coburn Robinson. Mrs. Coburn Robinson says the symposium will be used as a vehicle to increase female aspirations to and understanding of non-traditional industries.
Our research indicates that there is a deficit of girls and women participating in STEM and in business, areas of business. And so we wanted to highlight women who have been doing very well in this area, as well as possibilities and prospects, and have a few testimonials to encourage and to inspire.
This year's local theme focuses on women in science, technology, engineering, and other technical vocations, while the global theme speaks to a need for advocacy. Ms. Robinson says the shortage of female skilled workers and students in STEM is startling. Statistics may vary by country and by discipline, but in general, women make up only 15 to 25% of the current STEM workforce.
What it does is that it allows us to highlight the achievement of women in various areas of life, particularly based on our theme for this year. The global theme is Time is Now, Rural and Urban Activists Transforming Women's Lives. But our local theme is Empowering Women and Girls in Science, Technology and Business.
The event will also seek to highlight the work of the Bureau of Gender Affairs and the need for partnership and activism.
We want each person to see themselves as an activist, whether you are from the rural areas or from a town center in the parishes. See yourself as an activist who is able to do fantastic work in partnership with the Bureau and all other partners who will be there to transform women's lives. We think the time is right that we need to have women taken seriously and the issues surrounding women and girls taken seriously. We think for too long there has been a trivialization of the issues related to women and girls.
There will also be testimonials from Prime Minister's Youth Award recipients, such as Tishana Mullings, who will appeal to younger audiences, while women in business, such as Country Head and Vice President of Sutherland Global Services, Odetta Rockhead Carr, will talk about surviving in the world of commerce.
Another person we have is Mrs. Odette Rockhead Carr. She's Vice President of this very innovative global services group that has been doing so very well in Jamaica. She's going to be speaking to girls and women just to give some advice on how to enter into areas of entrepreneurship and why it's important to do this, and to share her own struggles as a female heading of one of these BPOs, that's a business process outsourcing kind of services, as well as to look at troubleshooting.
Other presenters will include University of the West Indies UWI Entrepreneurship Lecturer, Dr. Kadamawi Naif. The day will also feature an opening ceremony and keynote address by Gender Minister Olivia Grange, the Girls in STEM Awards, breakout sessions and STEM booth displays. For more details on the IWD Symposium being held on March 8 at the National Indoor Sports Center, visit the social media pages of the Bureau of Gender Affairs or call 754-8576-8 or 618-1496-7.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.